journey into sound.
The fattest, funkiest shoes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
You got a beat for me?
Buenas tardes, aquí estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Pues sí, son las 8 y 7 minutitos aquí, una horita menos en Inglaterra, en las Canarias. Welcome al foro musical de Mr. Q. 107.5 FM, yes, on your ways, all the way from Madrid, España. Damos las gracias a Cool Music, aquí todos los sábados hasta las 8. Y con vosotros aquí en el foro musical de Mr. Q, with you, with me, until 9 o'clock here local time, hasta las 9. Y como siempre, noticias musicales y mucho más, hasta las 9 con vosotros, 107.5 FM. Escuchando a los Beatles. Y como siempre, toda la información que queréis escuchar por un musical de mrq.blogspot.com.es. Y muchas gracias, 7000 reached, yes, más de 7000 ahí en el blog del foro musical de Mr. Q, gracias Eduardo. Y ahí tenemos noticias sobre John Lennon, sí, su historial, su vida y también John Lennon's Educational Tour Bus.
Okay.
big shout goes out to Eduardo. Gracias, Edu, y todo por lo que has hecho en el foro musical de MrQ.blogspot.com.es. Only 107.5 FM with Mr. Q. Estamos en el mes de mayo, sí, el mes de primavera, el mes de calor que está llegando a nuestras costas y al centro aquí en Madrid también. Poco a poco ya llegaremos, pero bueno, no tenemos prisa para este calor. Mientras estamos escuchando el calor del foro musical de Mr. Q, Y como veráis, ya hemos llegado a los 7138 en el foro musical de MrQ.blogspot.com.es. Joder, ¿qué título tenemos que meter aquí? ¿No sería más rápido y corto diciendo foro musical de Mr. Q? ¿O Mr. Q? ¿O Q? ¿O Cucu? Cookie, sí. 107.5, el programa de Cookie. Well, basically, we have reached 7,138 hits in our Blogspot. Yes, the Blogspot, which I will remind you, Forum Musical de MrQ.blogspot.com.es. You can find all the information you want about our programs here. ¿Y qué tenemos ahí? Pues tenemos noticias sobre los momentos que casi destruyen la música rock. Moments that nearly destroyed rock. You can find all of that on our Facebook, well, not Facebook, Blogspot, sorry, darling. También tenemos noticias sobre Jimi Hendrix, que parece ser pidió a Paul McCartney de tocar la batería en su grupo. También un poco más sobre los Beatles y el nuevo musical que está estrenándose en Broadway. Y también sobre el último concierto de los Rolling Stones, también que estaba tocando el gran guitarrista Johnny Fogerty. Yes, Johnny Fogerty got up on stage with the Rolling Stones a couple of days ago in their Stones 50 tour of the United States. A bit more of that, un poco más de esto, hasta las 9 until 9 o'clock aquí en el foro musical de Mr. Q. Y también hay que mencionar que hoy, sí, es el aniversario de Bob Marley. Bob Marley's birthday today. Happy birthday, Bob. Perdón, se me había olvidado porque me había fumado demasiado y ya es difícil de recordarse todo.
My music is important to the record. I smooth out souls and rough heart and bad thoughts. I beat out them things the other people when they listen. My kind of music.
Give me the love.
Them man, the Eric Clapton and BB King, them I king for all string. But I king for one string. And nobody can move that right. Until you're dead, you're going to be brushing one string. The king for one string.
Boom, bang, ding. Get your youths are dying. So Rasta youth are sing boom, bang, ding. Get your youths are crying.
Well, happy birthday to Bob Marley. Yes, it's his birthday today, February.
Here comes the aim!
The 6th, 1945 to May the 11th, sorry, celebration of the day that he actually died, 1981. El día que murió, el 11 de mayo del 81, Bob Marley, estamos aquí con vosotros para respetar toda su música y toda su legendaria también.
It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy.
Y también sin olvidar que en el resto de Europa, no en España, es el Día de la Madre mañana también. Happy Mother's Day and all to the beautiful super women, super mothers that are out there. Mom, happy Mother's Day. That's for you, darling.
Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana. Lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife and all. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah! Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called Alligator Bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana. Lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife.
Montana. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down, I'm Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes on the east of Tippado, Louisiana. Lived a man called Doc Bill South, and it's pretty wide.
Deaf. I'm dumb. I'm deaf. I'm blind. I'm deaf. I'm dumb. I'm deaf. I'm dumb. I'm deaf. I'm dumb. I'm deaf. I'm blind. I'm deaf. I'm dumb.
23 aquí, 8:23 local time, ahorita al menos en Canarias. Seguimos con las noticias musicales aquí en el Spanglish del Mr. Q. Well, yes, it's easy to think of rock stars as iconic figures who can do no wrong. That's because we sell all their well-documented successes in retrospect. Seeing how each one is turned on and led to the creation of their legends. Well, let's say we could go back to certain critical moments in the career of certain bands and say, what if, quizás. Would the Beatles still be the Beatles if they had kept Peter Best? Quizás si Pete Best todavía tocaban los Beatles en vez de Ringo Starr. Y, por ejemplo, would the Beatles, would Alice Cooper still have made it if he'd kept the name Vincent Fournier? Vincent Fournier, nombre verdadero de Alice Cooper. ¿Lo habré hecho? No lo sabemos, quizás. So, what do legendary British progressive rock band do for a second act when they're recording their first album after the loss of one of their most important members? They turn to rap. Obviously, at least, that's what producer Bob Ezrine suggested to Pink Floyd when they were recording A Momentary Lapse of Reason. Scratchy. Only Mr. Q. Well, unfortunately, David Gilmour wasn't having none of the credibility-destroying idea. Yeah, she said, oh my god, that would be terrible. Well, the same thing happened to Keith Richards of Rolling Stones. In 1965, the Stones scored their breakthrough hit Satisfaction. But guitarist Keith Richards almost didn't finish the song. He came up with the main riff during the early morning hours at a motel in Florida while on tour, putting it down on tape before lapsing back into sleep. Wonder why. Well, when Richards woke, there was only a bit of the riff on tape, followed by 45 minutes of snoring, he claims. But it was enough for him to show it to Mick, who recognized its potential and swung into action. After that, it was Satisfaction, baby. What about in 1966 when John Lennon, in an interview with the London Evening Standard, spoke about his belief that Christianity was dying out, saying that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus now? Well, the incident could have destroyed the career of the most important rock group of all time, but the furor eventually blew over after Lennon clarified his remarks at a press conference. A bit like Jose Mourinho, no? Well, all of this and more, including the Clash that considered rock and roll a whole reunion, you can find out on Foro Musical de Mr. Q. blogspot.com.es. Para información sobre esto, ¿por qué los artistas muy conocidos casi no lo lograron? Quizás. Gracias, Edu.
Yeah. Yo, big up out of the dancehall crew. Ayo!
Only with Mr. Q, oh yeah.
Tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Then went in the bathroom, brushing our teeth. That's all part of the foreplay. I love foreplay.
A shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker. Ow, ow, ow.
And you sought out the recycling. That isn't part of the foreplay process, but it is still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that baggy old ugly t-shirt you got from your work several years ago. You know the one, baby, with the color stain. I remove my clothes very, very clumsily, tripping sensuously over my pants. Now I'm naked, except for my socks. And you know when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is.
When it's with me, girl, you only need 2 minutes, because I'm so intense.
You whisper something sexy like,
is that it?
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, that's it. Then you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised, but I'm quite sleepy.
It's business. It's business time.
Business hours are over, baby.
It's business. It's business time.
Talk a little smack, I'm gonna get me a Cadillac. Yeah. Riding that style, riding up the mile. Long and lean, shiny and black. All the little women's gonna wanna get back when I get.
custom rims, leather seats. I'm gonna give away my busted, rusted Pontiac. I'm gonna get me a Cadillac. Gonna find a sweetheart. Turn my key and make me start. A sugar-coated, fully loaded aphrodisiac. I'm gonna get me a Cadillac. Yeah. Riding in style, mile after mile. Dangerous curves, pretty and stacked. All the little women's gonna wanna get back when I get me a Cadillac.
Las 8:34 aquí, seguimos con la buena música de Gotta Get Me a Cadillac, 107.5 FM.
I dreamed about the pearly gates. St. Peter said you'll have to wait. He looked at me and smiled, said I'm gonna send you back unless you give me a Cadillac.
Big shout goes out to the listeners out there. Sí, hay que saludar a los oyentes. Y un gran saludo y un gran abrazo para la granja en el cole. La mejor cosa que ha podido existir para los colegios y primario, secundario, de todo, pues tenéis la oportunidad ahora de tener animales en vuestros colegios, tanto animales de la granja como animales exóticos también. Solo hay que mirar. En la página web de la granja en el cole, es la granja en el cole. Creo que sí, ¿no, Edu?
That's right, baby. Hey, Magic Carpet Ride.
I am the magnificent. I'm back with the shock of a soul, boss, most thundering, storming sound of soul.
Oh, tuning in here, 107.5 FM, Grace Porter and the Nocturnals.
Policy woman got a hold on my baby. Since she come around, he ain't been the same. Yeah. She look at him with her dark brown eyes. She tell him things that would make a grown man cry. Took the love from my lover. He's been in a haze since the day that he saw her. Ooh, she shook her hips and her long black hair. Now my baby doesn't stare. The gypsy woman.
Ghost train, yeah, oh. Well,
medicine that everybody wants. She got the medicine that everybody wants. She got the medicine that everybody wants. I stole it back.
I got the medicine that everybody wants.
I got the medicine that everybody wants.
Only 107.5 FM.
I got the medicine. I got the medicine. I got the medicine. I got the medicine.
Mathesons of Bullring have second-hand cars to suit every pocket. For your second-hand car, see Mathesons.
For a meal to remember, try the Shangri-La restaurant. Chinese and European cuisine.
Blankets, blankets, blankets. 1,000 blankets at never-to-be-repeated prices at Walker's walk-around stores. Now.
All right, I'm doing this song here because Jesse Scott requested it, and I would like to say the problem with irony is not everybody gets it.
Y esa es una canción para todos los que viven en Texas. Oh, for the Texan guys out there. And for Texas itself, yes, enough respect, this is your song.
I got some cowboy boots, jeans, and a Hawaiian shirt. I got some mirror sunglasses, I got a mobile phone. I guess I look like some Porter Rance's dope dealers out on bail, just trying to get home. But I ain't in jail, and I got me a guitar. I got a little band that's hotter than a rocket. Sometimes we're sloppy, we're always loud. Tonight we just honoring locks in the pockets. So screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Texas, screw you.
And a big shout goes out to Jose, Maite y Adrián también. Un gran abrazo ahí desde For Musical de Mr. Q 107.5 FM. Espero que os guste.
Now don't get me wrong, I love the USA and the other states. Yeah, they're okay. Texas is a place that, well, I want to be, and I doubt if I ever get a gig in Delaware anyway. Well, where I want to go, and we got Antone's and Stubbs and Green Hall and old John T's Country Store. We got Willie and Jackie Jack and Robert Earl, and got Hayes Carl and Slade Cleese and a whole lot more. So screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. We're from Texas. Ah, screw you. Now, Texas got a bad reputation because of what happened in Dallas and in Washington and Waco. And our corporations, well, yeah, they are corrupt, and our politicians, swindlers and loco. But when it comes to music, my friend, I can believe that these words are as true as St. John the Revelator's. Mr. Vaughn was the best I ever saw. No man was cooler than the old 13th floor elevator. So screw you, we're from Texas.
Screw you,
we're from Texas.
I say screw you, we're from Texas.
We're from Texas. Ah, screw you, we're from Texas.
Es canción de Ray Willie Hubbard, Screw You. No los voy a traducir en español, pero ya, you got the gist, ¿no?
Here you go, Jesse. I hope you're happy.
To become aware of my own sensuality,
I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
Well, tuning in to Blake Rue Schwartz right now, 107.5 FM. Seguimos con la buena música. Información también aquí, por eso estamos en el foro musical de MrQ.blogspot.com.es. More news there on the Blogspot. Yes, the Beatles anthology production Let It Be is making the leap from London's West End to the St. James Theatre on Broadway. Rather than focus on the fans' bitter end final, however, the show includes songs from throughout their career. Well, Billboard reports that the show combines performances by live musicians. With a new projection technology, Let It Be will bring to life more than 40 familiar songs from the Fab Four, including Hey Jude, Come Together, Yesterday, and the title song, among others. Well, Let It Be will be produced for Broadway through December 29th this year by Jeff Parry of Anarin Productions, which also presented the concert-style Beatle-focused show Rain. During the 2010-2011 season, advanced performances begin on July the 16th with an official opening to follow on July 24th. The cast has yet to be announced. Pues sí, el título Let It Be es el nuevo trabajo en Broadway de los Beatles y va a Broadway con más de 40 canciones muy familiares de los cuatro. Y producido en Broadway por Jeff Parry of Anarin Productions. Empieza el 29 de diciembre, pero hay una advanced performance. No tengo ni puta idea cómo se dice esto. Edu, ¿cómo se dice advanced performance? Una performancia avanzada. El julio 16 y también la apertura el 24 de julio. Y pendiente de saber quién va a actuar en esta nueva producción en Broadway de los Beatles, Let It Be. En el Teatro St. James. Toda la información foro musical de MrQ.blogspot.com.es. Seguimos aquí con la buena música. 107.5 FM.
When I was home in Macon, Georgia, they kept my daddy in the Macon jail. And he said, son, if you keep your hands clean, you won't hear the blood eyes on your train. But I fell in with bad companions. I robbed a man, whoa, up in Tennessee. And they caught me way up in Nashville. Well, they locked me up and they threw away the key. I said, I wash my hands in the muddy water. I wash my hands, ooh, but they didn't come clean. I tried to do like my daddy told me, but I must have washed my hands in muddy streams. I asked the jailer, I said, what's my time up? He said, son, you know we won't forget. But if you try just to keep your hands clean, we might just make a good man of you, yeah. But I didn't wait to get my time in. I broke out of Nashville jail. I just crossed Atlanta, Georgia. Now I can hear the blood eyes on my trail. I said, I wash my hands in the muddy water. I wash my hands, ooh, but they didn't come clean. try to do like my daddy told me. But I must have washed my hands in muddy streams.
107.5 here, tuning in. I wash my hands in muddy water.
But I must have washed my hands in muddy streams.
Llegado a las 9 menos 10 aquí, 10 to 9 o'clock here local time. What else have we got for you? Well, parece ser que Jimi Hendrix pidió a Paul McCartney de tocar bajo en su disco con Miles Davis. One of the great what-ifs, if rock history just got even greater. Yes, Jimi Hendrix asked Paul McCartney to play bass on a record with Miles Davis, apparently. Well, unfortunately, Hendrix's usually impeccable timing was off. Peter Brown, the same man referenced in the Beatles' The Ballad of John and Yoko, informed Hendrix that McCartney was on vacation and would be back in 2 weeks. Well, Jimi Hendrix and Miles Davis became friends in the late 60s. Miles Davis, el gran músico y cantautor del mundo del jazz, también era amigo de Hendrix en los años 60. At a time when the jazz great was looking to incorporate rock and funk into his sound. Cuando Miles Davis quería incorporar un poco de funk en su y un poco de rock también en su sonido del jazz. Well, the duo jammed together on a number of occasions, but scheduling conflicts made it impossible for them to record the album they frequently discussed making before Hendrix's death in 1970. And that put a permanent end to the plans. Pues sí, hablaron bastante en detalle sobre una colaboración entre Miles Davis, Paul McCartney y Jimi Hendrix, pero claro, con la muerte de Jimi Hendrix en 1970, eso puso fin a muchas cosas. Pero quizás, ¿no? Esto y más información, foro musical de MrQ.blogspot.com.es. Pues terminando aquí un poco las noticias musicales, ¿qué más tenemos? Los Rolling Stones, que están de gira, el Gira 50 de los Estados Unidos. La semana pasada estaban juntados en el escenario por Mick Taylor, el ex guitarrista de los Stones en los años 70, Ronnie Raitt y John Fogerty al concierto de San José. John Fogerty, el gran cantautor y guitarrista de Creedence. Rolling Stones pulled into San José, California, on the 8th of May, a couple of days ago, for a stop of their 50 and counting tour. And they certainly brought a few special guests. They found the band running through a brisk 22-song set that was understandably heavy on the hits. Former Stone Mick Taylor, whose appearance included his first live rendition of I Can Get No Satisfaction since 1973. And surprising, Ronnie Raitt and John Fogerty from Creedence, who both popped up before their first 10 songs were through. Fogerty appeared on stage first, joining the band for a performance of It's All Over Now, most of which was captured by a security-flouting audience member. And now it's on Mr. Q's blog. Foro musical de MrQ.blogspot.com.es. Ya podéis ver un poco sobre el concierto del 8 de mayo en San José, California, de los Rolling Stones, 50 and counting, el concierto, la gira que están haciendo con John Fogerty de los Creedence. No lo perdéis.
Respect to all the massive, yes, I summer want it, man. Yeah, not respect to all the massive, then the New York massive, then London massive, Canadian massive, anyway.
It's just unfair in the world, you know what I'm saying? Usually, when I went to jail, I kind of knew what I went to jail for, but I was always innocent, like everybody else in the jail. But this time I was innocent.
¿A ti te gusta Mr. Q?
Woke up in the morning, Memphis City tank. I don't remember how I got there. Shorty wasn't robbing no bank, shorty. 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 The last thing I remember, drinking with some bows. Somebody bumped me on the head, and I woke up in the stinking hole. Yes, a hobo low. Yes, a hobo low. Yeah, a hobo low. Yeah, a hobo low.
Hobo low, C6 Steve here, tuning in 107.5 FM.
Woke up in the morning, sleeping under a bridge. Ain't got no food or TV. Shoulder got no refrigerator. Shoulder. 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 The last thing I remember, drinking with some bows. I thought I decked the box to Kansas City, but woke up in New Mexico. Yeah, a hobo low. Yeah, the hobo low. Yeah, the hobo low. Yeah, a hobo low.
Son las 9 menos 4 minutitos aquí, una horita menos en Canarias, también en Inglaterra. Os recuerdo que aquí empieza a las 9 un programa muy especial que va a durar 4 horitas aquí, el especial nocturno para la educación, hecho para el mundo de la educación y para ayudar a todos los que quieren aprender algo en este país, porque obviamente estamos afectados muy crónicamente actualmente aquí, y 107.5 aquí, Radio Nace, estamos para ayudar y para dar una plataforma para todos los que lo necesitan. 4 horas de maratón de programa aquí, 107.5 FM. Don't miss it, tune in or drop out.
I went down to the mission, I thought I'd get a bite to eat. The mission man said, sorry, boy, you already been here twice this week. Yeah, your hobo low. Yeah, the hobo low. Yeah, your hobo low. Yeah, your hobo low.
Sun Zeke and Steve here, 107.5 FM, making it hobo low all the way. And we're going to tune in to a bit of Muddy Waters now as we're going to say goodbye to you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, only with Mr. Q.
Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
That's what I mean. Everything's gonna be all right.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother fell a bee. The greatest man alive. But now I'm a man. I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey. We're having lots of fun. I'm a man.
Yeah! I spell him.
In.
Well, signing off here, Muddy Waters, 107.5 FM, el foro musical de Mr. Q. Recuerdo, todos los sábados aquí entre las 8 y 9. Música británica, norteamericana, only 107.5, alright.
I spell man is boy.
I'm a man, y os dejo en buenas manos aquí, os veo y os escucho, o mejor dicho, me vais a escuchar el sábado que viene entre 8 y 9, 107.5 FM, os recuerdo www.radionaje.org, vuestra radio comunitaria para vosotros.
Sitting on the outside, just me and my mate, I made the moon. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? I spelled him H-I-N. That rather than man. No B. O-Child. I spell manish boy. I'm a man. I'm a full grown man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. Full grown man. Oh well.
Okay guys, leave your love ya. Next week it'll be more. I'm a man. 107.5 FM.